Hello, this is a podcast using Replay Converter 1.1 from Appleian Technologies. You can go to their website. It's www.appleian.com. That is Alpha, Papa, Papa, Lima, India, Alpha, November.com. You may hear some background noises, the air conditioner. Sorry about that. Replay Converter is a audio video file converter. At the moment, you can convert either way, from one format to the other. There are 10 audio formats you can convert to in 15 video formats. Please support this company. They have listened to me. My name is Petro, and they also have listened to Jeff Bishop. Thank you very much, Jeff. Tremendous job. Thank you, Appleian.com, for listening. Super tech support. Right now, I'm on the desktop.
Title is desktop.
And we're going to go to the replay converter icon on the desktop. Press the letter R.
R recycle bin, R replay app, R replay converter.
We're going to press the enter key.
Enter. Replay converter dialog. Replay converter dialog. About button to activate. Press spacebar.
The replay converter application is open. Do an insert T. I forgot to mention that I'm using JAWS 7.0 with the Windows XP home computer service pack 2.
Title is replay converter.
This is the title, and it tells you the name of the program. The first button you land on is the About button. If you missed it, do an Insert Up arrow.
About button.
You can navigate the main GUI interface by either doing a left, right, or up and down arrow keys, or by using your tab key. Okay, we're gonna do the tab key first for an example.
Tab, help button to activate, press spacebar.
You're on the help button here. Excuse me. Okay, if you want to use your down arrow, you'll go to the
minimize button to activate, press spacebar.
Minimize button. The program also comes with hotkeys. To get the hotkeys, go to the help button, press spacebar, and it takes you to the website. And we're going to do that right now before I show you the whole program.
Shift tab, help button to activate, press spacebar.
We're on the help button, press the spacebar.
Space. Replay Converter User Guide - Microsoft Internet Explorer.
You're taken on the Replay Converter User Guide on the Internet website. I'm going to do Alt Spacebar.
Alt Space Menu System Menu or X Leaving Menus.
To maximize the web page, I'm going to press the letter H for headings to see what's there.
Heading Level 3 Replay Converter User Guide. Heading Level 3 Overview.
They have an overview. And here we're going to see, I'm going to do Insert Down Arrow.
Heading Level 3 Overview. Replay Converter is the easiest way to convert video and audio files from one format to another. You simply pick the files to convert, choose an output format, and click a button to start the process. Everything happens automatically. Here's how the main screen of Replay.
Okay. Let's see what else is down here.
Heading level 3, converting video files.
They tell you how to convert the video files. I'm going to do a letter H again for heading.
Heading level 3, converting audio files.
Converting audio files information.
Heading level 3, hints and tricks.
Go to the hints and tricks heading to review the hotkeys. I believe it's down here. I'm going to press the down arrow key.
Blank. As you've seen, Replay Converter is pretty straightforward to use. Here's a few hints and tricks that will save you time and effort. Blank. Picking files. Blank. Instead of using the Add Files button, you can also drag and drop files into Replay Converter from Windows File Explorer.
I'm not sure if you can drag and really copy and paste, you know, doing a Control C and Control P with this program.
Blank. Converting video files to audio.
Converting video files to audio information.
Blank. You can make MP3 or any other audio format from video files. Dash, this is great if you want to listen to a TV show on your iPod, for example. The conversion process is the same as converting audio files. Just add your video file left parent as right parent to the list and make sure to select the correct audio target formats. Blank. Removing files from the conversion list. Blank. Use the remove button to remove the selected file. Blank. Picking a folder for converted. Blank. Replay Converter will place a converted file in the same folder as the original or place it in a new folder. Use the write file to same folder or write file to new folder options.
Okay.
Blank. Keyboard shortcuts.
Here we go. Keyboard shortcuts.
Keyboard shortcuts.
Okay.
Blank.
Here you go.
Alt plus M equals minimize.
Alt plus M is in mic minimizes application.
Alt plus E equals exit.
Alt plus E as in echo exits.
Alt plus T equals about.
I think this was Alt plus T as in tango is the about button. Let me check that.
Blank. Space. 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 Alt plus E equals exit. Blank. Alt plus T equals blank. Space. Home. Blank. Space. Alt plus E equals exit. Blank, 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 blank. Alt plus T equals about. A, L, T, space, plus, space, T, T, tango.
Tango. The about is Alt plus T. Tango.
Alt plus B equals target file browse.
The Alt plus B, as in Bravo, is the browse.
A, L, T, space, plus, space, B, B, Bravo.
Okay.
Alt plus D equals add file.
Alt plus D as in Delta is add files hotkey. This is a good one.
Alt plus R equals remove file.
Alt plus R as in Roger removes the file from the list box that you already added.
Alt plus L equals clear file list.
Alt plus L as in Lima clears the file list.
Alt plus S equals write the same folder.
Alt plus S as in Sierra write the same folder.
Alt plus N equals write the new folder.
Alt plus N as in November write the new folder.
Alt plus A equals convert to audio.
Alt plus A Alt plus A is convert audio, excuse me.
Alt plus V equals convert to video.
Alt plus V is convert to video, as in Victor.
Alt plus C equals start conversion job.
And Alt plus C, as in Charlie, start conversion job. This is a valuable feature.
Alt plus O equals options.
Alt plus O is options. You really don't need to use this feature. This is for sighted users.
Alt plus H equals help.
Alt plus H is for help.
Alt plus X equals do not convert audio and video.
Another hotkey. This one is valuable for sighted users. I read that you can convert a video format without the audio inside that video. So basically it's all visual. No audio in the video file.
Blank.
There you have it. The exit out of this web page, do an Alt plus F4, function key F4.
Alt F4, replay converter dialog, help button to activate, press.
You're back inside the replay converter software program. I'm going to do insert T.
Title is replay converter.
And we are. I'm going to do, the next thing I need to tell you is, for JAWS users, do an insert V as in Victor, and then press the letter G as in George on your keyboard to go to the graphics, and that's what I'm going to do now.
Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog. List box. User verbosity dash beginner. 1 of 13. Use the arrow keys to select an item. Press the space bar to toggle between the choices.
Press the letter G for graphics.
G. Graphics verbosity dash all.
And mine is currently set to all. Okay. What you need to do here, it depends on your preference. Press the space bar to toggle the graphics settings. You also have the none and labeled and all. Here we go, I'm gonna cycle around. You press the space bar each time.
Space, graphics verbosity dash none.
Press it again.
Space, graphics verbosity dash labeled.
Labeled. Press it again.
Space, graphics verbosity dash all.
Press it again.
Space, graphics verbosity dash none.
Just to give you an idea, choose, once you land on the none option for the graphics, press your tab key one time.
Tab, close button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus C.
You land on the close button, press your space bar on the close button to exit the verbosity settings.
Space, help button to activate, press space bar.
Right now, your verbosity is set to graphics. Is set to none. Okay? The first thing you need to do, the way I do it, is you can either press the hotkey Alt plus D as in Delta for add files, or you can tab to the add files button on the main interface of replay converter. Okay? And that's what I'm going to tab to it. I'm going to show it to you both ways.
Tab, minimize but tab, exit but tab, list box, zero I tab, add files button to activate, press space bar.
Here it is again, the add files button.
Add files button.
Okay, we have it selected. You press the space bar and you'll get an open dialog box.
Space. Open dialog, file name colon edit combo, zero items. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt plus N. Tab, files of type colon combo box, all files left parent star. Star right parent, 1 of 6. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt plus T.
Make sure you use your tab key. You can also use hotkeys within this box, dialog box, either way. Make sure in the file types it says all types or all file types as usual. Tab again.
Tab. Open as read dash only checkbox and tab. Open
again.
Button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus O. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Look in colon combo box. Audio 5 of 5. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Alt
this
plus I.
This is the look in directory. Let me see where I'm at. What I have.
Tab, toolbar, tab, tool, tab, folder view, list view, not selected, bbc.mp3, 1 of 5. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay. We're just going to convert one file for now. I'm going to go to the WAV file.
kfog.og, kfog.wav.
Okay. I'm going to choose kfog.wav. That's a WAV file.
kfog.wav 3 of 5.
I'm going to press the tab key.
File name colon edit combo. kfog.wav 0 items. To set the value,
okay.
Use the arrow key. Tab. Files tab. Open as read tab. Open button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus O.
I'm going to do an Alt plus O to see if it works for the open. You go to the open and either press spacebar or press Alt plus O.
Alt-O, add files button to activate, press spacebar.
Okay. The next thing I would do is to check to see if the graphic on the verbosity is still set to none. Sometimes it will change on you.
Adjust JAWS verbosity G, graphics verbosity dash none.
Okay. It's still the same, so I'm going to press the escape key.
Escape, add files button to activate.
Now we're going to go tab to the list box to see if the file is in there, the kfog.wav.
Tab, remove but tab, clear list tab, options but tab, write file to save tab, convert tab, start conversion tab, don't convert tab, F:\back tab, about button tab, help button tab, minimize but tab, exit but tab, list box not selected, F:\audio/kfog.wav to move. F:\audio/kfog.wav 1 of 1.
And there's only one file in there, and it's the kfog.wav file that I chose via the add files button.
F:\audio/kfog.wav 1 of 1.
It tells you 1 of 1. Right now, I'm going to show you the hotkey way. And it's Alt plus D, as in Delta, to add another file.
Alt D, open dialog, file name, colon, edit, combo, 0 items.
You get the open dialog box, same thing as earlier. I'm going to do a shift tab.
Shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected, bbc.mp3, 1 of 5. To move to items, use the arrow keys. npr.rm.
This is a real networks file. Here it is again. It's an NPR file.
npr.rm 5 of 5.
It's a RM file. We're going to choose that. We're going to... I think you can do an Alt plus O to add it real quick.
Alt-O, list box, F:\.
I press the control key to shut up JAWS, excuse me. Let's see what's in the list box.
F:\audio/kfog.wav 1 of 2. F:\audio/npr.rm.
Okay, I'm gonna let you hear that. Insert up there.
F:\audio/npr.rm 2 of 2.
It's the second file that we've added. And it's the npr.rm, and if you up arrow in the list box, you hear the first file you added.
F:\audio/kfog.wav.
It's kfog.wav. And the next thing we're going to do is tab.
Tab, add files button to activate.
I want to see if the graphics have changed, the verbosity.
Adjust JAWS G, graphics verbosity dash none.
It hasn't. I'm going to press the escape key.
Escape, add files.
The next thing you need to do is tell the program either to convert the files in the same folder or in a different folder. So we're going to tab.
Tab, remove button, tab, clear list button, tab, options button, tab, write file to same folder button.
Here it says write file to same folder.
Write file to same folder button.
If you want, this, you can use, JAWS does not tell you there, this is like a little list. You press the down arrow key.
Write file to new folder button to activate, press spacebar, F:\.
Write file to new.
Write file to new folder button.
If you want to go up, use your up arrow and you hear write to same folder.
Write file to same folder button to activate, press spacebar. Write file to new folder button to activate.
I'm pressing the up and down arrow key on this button that said write file to same folder. If you press the down arrow key on the write file to same folder, you will hear write file to new folder. Here it is again. This is important.
Write file to same folder button. Write file to new folder button.
Okay. We're going to tell it write file to new folder. Let me make sure.
Write file to new folder button.
Press the space bar.
Space F colon backslash audio backslash KFOG dot.
I turned off the speech with the control key. Here you press the tab key 2 times and you will find the browse button.
Tab F colon backslash tab browse button to activate. Press.
Okay.
Browse button.
I believe you can do Alt plus B. I'm gonna tab 1 time.
Tab convert audio button.
Okay. I'm gonna do Alt plus B as in Bravo for the browse to see if it brings up that directory dialog.
Alt B browse for folder dialog. Select a directory. OK button.
You browse for folder. Select a directory dialog box. Use your tab key.
Tab cancel but tab. Select a directory tree view. Audio con.
You're in a tree view.
Audio conversions 4 of 47.
I convert my files in a folder called audio conversions.
Audio conversions 4 of 47.
And that's the one I want. I'm gonna tap to the OK button.
Tab make new tab OK button to activate. Press space bar.
Press space bar.
Space replay converter dialog. Select a directory.
Okay. We told it what folder, what new folder we want the conversion to go to. I'm gonna do an insert V for JAWS verbosity.
Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog. List box G graphics verbosity dash all.
Here, for some reason, it changed the graphics verbosity. So I'm gonna press the space bar till I hear the none option.
Space graphics verbosity dash none.
Press your tab key to go to the close button.
Tab close button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus C.
Press space bar.
Space convert audio button to activate.
Okay. The next thing you need to do is go to the convert audio button. What we want to do is convert these 2 files, the WMA file and the I can't remember the 2 files. The 1 file was a .rm, a real networks file, and the other one was a .wav file. And we want to convert these 2 files to MP3 format. Okay, so the first thing you need to do is find the convert audio button. I'm already on it.
Convert audio button.
You can also do a Alt plus A as an alpha for convert audio. But I'm gonna press the space bar on convert audio.
Space F colon backslash.
Turn off JAWS speech. Now we're gonna tab.
Tab start conversion job but tab don't convert audio tab F colon backslash.
Press the control key to quiet JAWS. Let's see what's in here.
MP3 left parent lame codec right parent quality left parent 32 kbps right parent 1 of 10.
You have 10 different choices. The first option is
MP3 left parent lame codec right parent.
MP3 lame codec is 32 kbps.
MP3 left parent lame codec right parent quality left parent 32 kbps right parent 1 of 10.
You can navigate up and down this box of choices by doing a home key or end key. That's the END key. You can go by first letter navigation. I'll show you that. If I press the letter M again for MP3, it should take me to the 64 kbps choice. And it should be 2 of 10.
MP3 left parent lame codec right parent FM quality left parent 64 kbps right parent.
Do an insert up arrow if you want to hear it again.
MP3 left parent lame codec right parent FM quality left parent 64 kbps right parent 2 of 10.
You can also convert to MP3 128 kbps. Here you go. I'm going to down arrow.
MP3 left parent lame codec right parent CD quality left parent 128 kbps right parent.
You can press the letter O for the AUG format or down arrow. whatever is your preference.
Oh, AUG left parent Vorbis codec right parent quality left parent 32 kbps right parent.
You can do AUG format 32 kbps, 64 kbps, 128 kbps. You can also do wave format. I'm gonna press the letter W.
W wave. Wave 7 of 10.
I'm gonna press the letter W for WMA.
W Windows Media Audio quality left parent 32K.
It gives you WMA 32 kbps, 64 kbps, and 128 kbps. I'm gonna press the N key. So we're gonna go down to the bottom.
N Windows Media Audio CD quality left parent 128 kbps.
You can go to the top by pressing the home key.
Home MP3 left parent lame codec right parent quality left parent 32 kbps right parent.
I'm gonna choose 64 kbps.
MP3 left parent lame codec right parent FM quality left parent 64 kbps right parent.
That's pretty good. So right now it's focused on MP3 lame 64 kbps. Now all you have to do, this is a quick hotkey. I like this hotkey. Do an Alt plus C as in Charlie to do the start conversion job.
Alt C, converting dot 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 dialog, cancel button to activate, press spacebar, F colon backslash audio backslash KFOG dot WAV, F colon backslash audio backslash NPR dot RM, F colon backslash audio conversions MP3 left parent lame codec right parent FM quality left parent 64 kbps right parent combo box, MP3 left parent lame codec right parent FM quality left parent 64 kbps right parent 2 of 10. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Converting dot 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 dialog. Cancel button to activate. Press spacebar. Replay converter dialog. To conversion left parent S right parent completed. OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
You can always turn off jaw speech by pressing the control key if you don't want to hear all that detail. You can do an insert B as in Bravo to hear the dialog box information. I'm going to do that for you.
Replay converter dialog. OK button. To conversion left parent S right parent completed.
And you can do an insert up arrow to hear the what button you're on.
OK button.
Press the enter key on the OK.
Enter F colon backslash audio back.
Turn off the jaw speech with the control key. And you, what I have shown you here is we converted two files to the MP3 format. 64 kbps, and we converted what most people want. Some people want is we converted a .rm file, a real player, real networks file, to an MP3 format, and then we can put this on a portable MP3 player and listen to it, or we can put it on the book port, which I love. It's a great product. And listen to it on the book port. You don't have to sit in front of the computer and use Real Player to listen to this file. I'm going to show you the main interface again with the tab key of Replay Converter.
Tab about button to activate.
It's the about button.
Tab help button to act.
Help button.
Tab minimize button.
Minimize button.
Tab exit button.
Exit button. You activate these buttons by pressing the space bar.
Tab list box F colon backslash.
This is the list box of the two files I converted. That the original files that were converted.
F colon backslash audio backslash KFOG dot WAV 1 of 2. Tab add files button to activate, press
add files button.
Tab remove button.
Remove button.
Tab clear list button to
clear list button.
Tab options button to
options button, which you don't need.
Tab write file to same folder button.
Write file to same folder. Don't forget you can press your down arrow key to hear the other option.
Write file to new folder button.
Press up arrow to hear.
Write file to same folder button to act
sort of like a toggle. Press your space bar
Tab, convert audio button to activate.
This is the convert audio button. This also toggles. Use your down arrow key to hear the convert video.
Convert video button to activate. Press space bar F colon backslash. Convert audio button.
Use your up arrow to hear convert audio. I'm going to show you the options when it comes to video conversions.
Convert video button to activate. Press space bar F colon backslash. Tab, start conversion. Tab, don't convert audio. Tab, F colon backslash audio.
Turn off the speech.
Avi left paranem.
You have the choice. You have 15 choices when it comes to video conversions.
Avi left parent MPEG 4 right parent semicolon audio MP3 left parent 100 kbps right parent 1 of 15.
You got 15 choices. You got the AVI format.
Avi left parent. Avi left parent. Flash video.
Flash video.
Flash video dash S.
Flash video, there's, you can check these yourself.
Flash video, iPod video left parent.
iPod video.
iPod video left.
There's some different bit rates.
iPod video, PSP portable.
You even have a PlayStation portable formats.
PSP, Windows Media Video.
This is a big one here. You can convert to WMV, Windows Media Video.
Windows Media Video left parent 100 kbps right parent 12 of 15. Windows Media Video left parent 225 kbps right parent. Windows Media Video left parent 350 kbps right parent. Windows Media Video left parent 450 kbps right parent.
We're at the bottom. You can use your home and end key, END key.
Home, AVI left parent MPEG 4 right end. Windows Media Video.
You can use first letter navigation.
A, AVI left parent AVI. M.
You can use F for flash.
F, flash video dash SWF.
You can use I for iPod.
I, iPod video.
You can use P for PlayStation portable.
P, PSP portable video left parent compact 15 FP.
You can use W for WMV.
W, Windows Media Video.
So you can navigate very well with this program.
Tab, about button to activate.
There you have it. I hope I didn't forget anything. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm doing this very simple, basic explanation of the software to make it easier for everybody. I know there's quicker ways to do the operations, but I figure this will help everybody from the basic user to the best users, experienced users. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, you can Skype me. The username, the Skype name is Petrosia. That is Papa Echo Tango Roger Oscar. George India Alpha. That's my Skype username. Thank you very much. And I hope you enjoy Replay Converter. Please support this company. They're going to come out with some new features that I cannot mention on this podcast. Okay? So please support this company. Thank you.